Morning, friends. It's good to see you today. And if you want to, please keep your Bibles open there at Matthew chapter 5. Those are the verses that we're going to be speaking on today. So let me just pray as we begin. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. And we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts may be pleasing and acceptable to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is quite a momentous day or week, really, isn't it? Because not only do we have today, Pentecost Sunday, we have the reading from Acts chapter 2, and that's such a celebration in the life of the church because we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God. That's something to celebrate. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes the things of Christ real in our lives. And we want to receive the Holy Spirit, each one of us, and pray that great prayer, come Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is someone to be received. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit. That's today. We've also had today, as Sam spoke of, that dreadful incident in London overnight, where the terror attack happened. And that also, as soon as I heard that, I just wanted to cry because of thinking of those families who had lost loved ones and those who are in hospital at the moment and just what's the crisis facing our nation at the moment. And with the events of Manchester and also Westminster of recent times, we're living in days where we certainly need to be Jesus people who respond in love, disciples of Jesus who respond in love. And not only that, but we're in the midst, aren't we, of a general election season. And we're praying for the outcome of this week's election, which will affect our nation, not just for the next 5 years, but well into the future. And that's a momentous occasion as well. And not only that, but we're also today focusing mainly on the Hope Center, as we've been doing for the past few weeks and leading up to our gift days. And that, again, it just produces, doesn't it, a whole range of emotions. But actually, I feel that the passage from Matthew chapter 5 speaks into every single one of those that I've just mentioned today. Because isn't God's word powerful and wonderful? It says there in Matthew chapter 5, you are the salt of the earth. It says, you are the light of the world. You know, in John 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And we're all happy to hear that Jesus is the light of the world. But you see here in Matthew 5, he says, you are the light of the world. And I think that the Malcolm McDonald translation of that is, you make a difference. You make a difference to the world in which you live. You make a difference. You're salt and light. Shortly we'll come on to talk about what that means. But today, this is a day where we can remember that we're not powerless. We are not victims. We actually can make a difference in the world in which we live. Our political process, often people feel disempowered. In the kingdom of God, you are empowered. You are able to make a difference. You are light and you are salt in this dark world. And on this journey that we've been walking on as we've been thinking about the Hope Center and reminded that this building speaks to us not just of a lovely new building, but it speaks to us almost prophetically of who God wants us to be. He wants us to be a light. He wants us to be visible. He wants us to be a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And we've been talking about getting ready over the last few weeks for God to move. We've been talking about big dreams that are in our hearts for how we want to see and how we would love to see God move that also call us to a big surrender. We talked last week, Clem was here speaking about a passion for giving. And today, I really want us to see something, to see that you can make a difference. you can make a difference. Every person in our church family who rises up and says, I am going to make a difference, you can do that. We can serve. We can give. We can love. And those things make a tremendous kingdom difference. How does the kingdom of God respond to a general election or to a terrorist attack or to events that are going on around us? The kingdom of God responds in this way. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And it's so encouraging. We can sit here today and we can make a difference in this dark world. This world that there is a battle, a spiritual battle in the life of our nation at the moment. It's very clear to see. It's not very oblique. It's actually very plain. And we are part of that. What are the weapons that we have at our disposal? The weapons we have are the weapons of love and joy and peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, nothing can stand. There's no law against those things. And as we think of the Hope Center, something that encouraged me greatly was I was on holiday last week, but the week before, I was so encouraged as people were emailing me and contacting me, and there's some discussion about various dreams that we have for the Hope Center, and it feels like our Hope Center. It's not mine or the church's, it's ours. There's a real ownership that I would love to see spread out around the Hope Center, that it's yours. You're the light of the world. This is your building for you to extend the kingdom of God through. I've just jotted down here a few quick things, and then we're going to go and have a look, okay? As we're looking around the Hope Center in a few minutes, I'd like you to keep some of these things in your mind, because you're going to need to use your imagination going out there. Number one, it's not finished. We're still working on it. As you step through the link, you'll see the steels are on the ground, for the roof is going on tomorrow for the link. The steels are on the ground. You have to use your imagination. There will be glass there. There will be a roof there. You'll step in. The floor levels are just slightly different at the moment because we need to complete the link before we can screed that floor. So you don't worry about differences in floor levels. Don't worry about things that are not completed yet. Obviously, it's a building site, and it will all be completed. But I wanted to give, I think sometimes as I've stood in there, it has put a fire in my heart for the possibilities of what can happen. And that's why I wanted to take you in there with me today. Jamie, who's the director of the contracting firm, Jamie McGovern, he's also here today. And he's going to be on site with us. But I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But as we go around, use your imagination and see it finished. The plasterers are also coming tomorrow, to get the walls prepared. But I don't just want you to see the building and imagine it finished. I would love you to also see these other things that I'm mentioning now. Things like food bank happening there. There's food storage and food bank will be happening in that room, plus other new initiatives that Food Bank will be able to do, such as something called FISH, which is called Food in School Holidays, to help children and families who don't have enough to feed their kids through the school holidays. In the Hope Center, we're going to be using that kitchen to feed families through the school holidays and things like that. Those are some of the things that we'll be able to do with our new kitchen as well. There's going to be a room there, which is the room, as you go in through the link, the room immediately on your right will be used for counseling. And the PCC have agreed to set up the St. Mary's Hope Center counseling practice, which will be run by people from St. Mary's here as a professional counseling service. You know how the NHS, did anyone see the debate the other night, how the lady said she couldn't get counseling for a year and a half? This is what we are seeking to do, is to help community counseling for people in need. And that there's a room built especially for that in the Hope Center. You'll be able to, we would love, one of the things as I've been asking around people's dreams about the Hope Center, almost the predominant thing that comes back to me is about more for the elderly, because that is the fastest growing population around us today, are those who are getting more well on in years. And we would love to develop new ministry for the elderly, as God puts it on the hearts of his people to do that. And not only that, but also events for children. I see that on a Sunday morning, for example, full of children, children's clubs and so on, and youth. We're hoping to bring back some youth outreach that we have had. We haven't been able to do so much because of the knocking down of the Ignite Center, and now we're hoping to, Jordan is certainly hoping to start some new youth outreach. And other groups that will be particularly springing up from the congregation, and someone has spoken to me about, for example, an art group or fitness group or a cookery classes, because people often don't know. For example, another good thing we can link with Food Bank is teaching people the basic skills of cooking, which is not always there at the moment. So that's something that we would love to be able to offer as well, and done in a context of being salt and light. So sharing Jesus at the same time as we're painting or doing fitness or doing cookery. Someone else mentioned to me about the possibility of doing, I don't know if there's a name for it, but it's fitness classes for the elderly as well. Those are all things that can be done in this place. There'll be more opportunity for conferences, more opportunity for just lots of ministries. For example, Caroline's also looking at starting up something called Living Hope, and this is part of bringing together some of the social action ministries that the church is doing, bringing those things together to actually work in more synergy together and more connection and integration of what's going on. So there's many more things that we could mention. I would love you, let's go out there and have a look, because even the things I've mentioned today are not exhaustive. There's going to be many other things that this building will be able to be used for the community and for the church, to enable lots of flourishing, growth in the church, and also to be a blessing to our community as well. And the key thing is here, as we think about the giving, and there's 171,000 needed to complete this project. There's 171,000 needed. There are a few provisional sums that are still being settled upon at the moment, but 171,000 is what we need to complete the project. And as we're thinking about making a difference, and as you go out there and imagine the building, imagine it full of life, imagine it full of the community, I want you to think about how you can make a difference there. So as we go, we'll go out through the south porch, and then you'll see that what we'll have to do is cross through the link, and there are a couple of steps up into the link at the moment. Obviously that's temporary, because normally we'll be going through the wall here, but there's a couple of steps up. I would just say, if you are unsteady on your feet, then please, I would just encourage you to perhaps just stay outside, because there's varying levels, and you need to be really careful watching where you step, because it is still currently a building site. They have cleared it as best as we can, but I would really ask, if you're unsteady on your feet, that if you wouldn't mind just looking on from the outside, if that would be okay, because we're not able to cater at the moment for a level access in just at the moment. Is that okay? Shall we stand up and head to the back, out to the south porch? I'll meet you there.